George's temper got the better of him.
"Keep your gunpowder," he shouted. "If a country isn't worth protecting, it isn't worth claiming. Mark my words, if Virginia doesn't consider all the land worth having, someone else will."
He turned on his heel and left the room. He was soon riding away from Williamsburg. His anger had not died when, about 30 miles down the road, he heard a horse gallop up behind him.
"Mr. Clark,"
the rider called, and he reined up along George's horse.
"The council asks you to return. They have a new offer to make you."
George went back. This time, the council offered to pay to get the gunpowder up to Fort Pitt in Pennsylvania at Virginia's expense. Since that part of the trip was the most difficult and expensive, George agreed to get the gunpowder the rest of the way to Kentucky. He would have it loaded onto a flatboat and then float it down the Ohio River.